Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're going to learn. We're picking up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So again, continuing in Dinim of Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach Shnafal Gavei Anavim. If Yayin Nesach fell onto grapes, Yedichen Vein Mutar. Just rinse off the grapes, and the grapes are going to be mutar. It's not Balea, the time of Yayin Nesach Vim Hayim Vukos. But if the grapes were cracked, the skin was cracked, so then the wine could seep into the grapes, then Asuros, then it's going to be Asur. Nafal Gavei Teinim Al Gavei Tamarim. If Yayin Nesach fell on figs or dates, then even if the skins are not cracked, you can't really wash it off. So there's still some taste of the wine in the figs or the dates, then it's going to be us. This is Tam Ki Iker. There was Baitos, the son of Zonin, who brought grogros, which are dried figs, on a boat. And a barrel of Yayin Nesach broke and spilled all over these dried figs. And they asked Chacham, are you allowed to eat these dried figs? And they said that it's mutter. So they said it's mutter because it's nosin tam lefgam, that it may give a tam into the figs, but it makes the figs worse. Zakal, anytime the tam is going to be something that makes it better, that you get hana'a from, then asr. Then it's going to be asr if it's an asr tam. But whenever you're not going to get hana'a from the tam, it's going to make it worse than mutter. Like if vinegar falls onto beans, so that's going to make the beans disgusting. No one's going to want to eat them, so that makes it worse. Mishnah Gimel. If you have a non-Jew that's schlepping jugs of wine from one place to the other, and the Jew left the Ovid Chavim alone with the wine, so it depends on the following. If the wine was left under the watchful eye of the Jew can come anytime and see what's going on, then mutter, because the guy's going to be afraid, the guy is going to be afraid that you may catch him if he's moving it. But if the Jew says, I'm going on vacation, I'm not going to be in for the next week, so Kadesh Yistom Yistom V'Yigov, and it's enough time for the non-Jew to put a hole in the barrel and seal the hole and dry the seal of the hole where it would never be noticeable that he took anything, and since he knew you weren't coming back, so it's going to be also, we have to assume he may have done something like that. That even if the Jew was gone for long enough for him to open and take off the seal and make a new seal on it, even without making a hole in the barrel and allow it to dry, that's enough time to say that we have a problem and that it's going to be aser. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that if wine falls on top of grapes that don't have any holes in them, you can just rinse them off. But if there are cracks in the grapes, then you assume that the yayin has seeped into the grapes. If wine falls on figs or dates, so we assume that it's aser b'nosin tam. However, if it's nosin tam l'shvach, it's going to be aser, but nosin tam lefgam, if it gives a negative tam, then it's going to be mutter, even though the tam is detectable. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a guy was transporting jugs of wine from one place to another, if he's worried that the Jew is watching him at all times, so then the wine, or at any given time, then the wine is mutter. But if the Jew tells him, I'm going to be gone for a while, and that while is long enough for him to tamper with the stuff, then you have to assume that it was tampered with, and because he knew you weren't going to be around. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Perakeh, Mishnah Dalet.